scaffolding has been there for so long that it's basically normal to us now. So many of us have never seen the building without it. I've never seen the building without it. No one who's been in Brussels for less than 33 years has ever seen the building without it. It's just become part of the Brussels skyline. One of the stories that popped up a few years ago was that the scaffolding had become so old that it had to be renovated. Forget about the building. The scaffolding was crumbling. You know, having been up since 1987. That was a great story. Journalists had a field day with that story. And another time the scaffolding got into the news was in 2015, when the World Monuments Fund put the Justice Palace on its list of heritage sites that are at risk. Normally, the sites on this list are located in areas stricken by war, violent conflicts, natural disasters. Now, Belgium doesn't have any of those, but what it does have is a lot of red tape. So while I would love to give you a quick and simple answer as to why this beautiful historical building has been hidden away behind scaffolding for 33 years, I can't. Like Belgium itself, it's complicated. When we look at the history of the renovations for the Justice Palace, there's kind of two main issues that recur: a lack of a long-term vision and an abundance of people. Government agencies, heritage agencies, architects, restoration contractors. So as bad as this all sounds, I'd like to leave you with something positive. The good news is you can go inside the Justice Palace anytime you want. It's a courthouse. It's open to the public. And it is well worth a visit. There are grand marble staircases and columns. The ceilings soar high, high above your head, like you're looking at the sky. In the main lobby, there are beautiful dark wood desks that you can just sit at as long as you want. There's free Wi-Fi, there are toilets, no one bothers you. Of course, you can't just go everywhere. People are working here, court is in session. But what you can see, where you are allowed to go, is enough to know that this is a magnificent building, and it deserves better.